This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh, cometh, cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This next conversation we're about to have is brought to you by Taurus USA. Fighting for your Second Amendment rights, check them out at TaurusUSA.com. Nassim Agdam, the YouTube shooter, if you will, she's sort of like a 21st century Willie Loman. You know, from Death of a Salesman, Arthur Miller's Death of a Salesman. She was the eccentric vegan activist who shot up the headquarters of YouTube, epitomizing today's forgotten man, or perhaps a forgotten woman, you know, which is actually the more accurate case. Not long after Agdam's shooting, which left none dead but herself, did her attempted murder spree drop from the headlines. This dropped from the headlines at a time when any crime involving a firearm is scrupulously deconstructed to establish a case for curtailing the Second Amendment. Agdam's was not. This despite her easily purchasing her 9mm Smith & Wesson under her own name at a local dealer shortly before her fatal scheme. Surely the breeziness with which she bought a gun, ambled into a corporate headquarters, and sprayed the place with rounds while even affording, you know, herself enough time to replace an empty magazine should have inspired yet another gun control march on the National Mall, but there was nothing. Even in death, Agdam was ignored. She made it into the paper, but she fell into her grave like an old dog. Her obvious mental illness wasn't even trotted out as an excuse. If you look at her strange pastel-colored and overly artsy video, it was clear she had, let's face it, a screw or two loose. She was not some undiscovered genius, some tortured Van Gogh. Agdam was like many aspiring YouTube personalities, very obsessive about her craft to the point of it becoming an indulgence. And yet, somehow it paid. Otherwise, why would she be driven violently mad? In an online message written under a nom de plume, she railed against the source of her penury, YouTube filter my channels to keep them from getting views. There is no equal growth opportunity on YouTube or any other video sharing site. Your channel will grow if they want to. The ghost of Willie Loman bellowing, "You can't eat the orange and throw the peel away. A man is not a piece of fruit." You can hear that in her frustration. Whatever market existed for Agdam has been dissipated by YouTube's more stringent advertising standards. Last December, they attempted to remove ads from offensive videos. The result called off an estimated 80% of revenue from creators of inoffensive content. Everybody. The kids in California who are the Vine refugees, the people that do gun videos, the people who do BMX videos, drifting the car videos, travel videos, all of these people. And a lot of them are gone now. I mean, a lot of them just have quit uploading. They applied a one-size-fits-all fix to its image problem, and they demonetized their own talent base. You can see the same self-inflicted harm on a great scale in Facebook, currently the king of the hill in the cutthroat digital publishing business. Back in January, Zuckerberg announced that the platform's news feed function, the lifeline of many publications, would be staunched to prioritize postings by family and friends. He explained you'll see less public content like posts for businesses, brands, and media, and the public content you see more will be held to the same standard. It should encourage meaningful interactions between people. This was the kind of vacuous PR speak for saying Zuckerberg and a close clique of his executives were going to decide which postings got preferential treatment and which ones would just not get noticed by anybody. And the result has been nothing short of a mass foreclosure. Almost overnight, big-name sites shut their doors, their digital traffic caught by nearly 75%. Little Things, Cooking Panda, Rare, They were all forced to shut down as views precipitously dropped, like a rock climber nearing the summit when his carabiner snaps. Even more expected to face massive monetary losses, including big names like The Atlantic and The New Yorker. So, you know, when you sit back there and you watch a bitterly leftist publication like Slate shed readers, the social media-based industry as a whole is in for a great deal of suffering. Within a brief period, money-making channels are being closed off with little warning. Creators who counted on running advertisements on their products are seeing revenue plummet, sometimes drying up completely. Willie Loman found himself in a similar situation, unable to adjust to the market's changing demands. His age and failing mental health only exacerbated his falling out with what was a young man's game. And he, too, was cut off from his ability to earn a living. The pressure of providing for his family overwhelmed him. Now, none of this excuses Ogdom's attempted murder, just as Willie losing his job did not excuse his selfish suicide. The key lesson of death of a salesman is that attention must be paid to those left behind in capitalism's relentless churning of profit. YouTube doesn't have to demonetize video. Facebook doesn't have to limit its newsfeed functionality. That they choose to suppress their own means of profitability pours salt into the wounds of many who have their livelihood stripped out from under them. It's made worse by the fact that Facebook and YouTube were built to enable publishers and producers the ability to profit off of their creative energy. In Facebook's case, the social network revolutionized digital publishing to the point of nearly monopolizing the industry. And now Zuckerberg and company are comfortable pulling the plug, disregarding the time and money and resources many put into the very model they were incentivized to support. Just like Loman, who was let go of the company he slaved for 34 years without so much as a handshake, an army of online content creators being thrown out to the unforgiving vagaries of the marketplace. Now, of course, a concession needs to be made here. Facebook and YouTube and Twitter, all of them, they're free to restrict their product. But technological disruption like the diesel engine replacing the horse and buggy or textile looms making sewing by hand obsolete is never easy. In the short term, you have losers. And the problem is sometimes they don't find the mental strength to become winners again. This is one of these things where when you get knocked down, you got to get back up. Even George Mason University's Tyler Cowen, as ardent a market libertarian as there ever was, admits that the Industrial Revolution lifted living standards but helped cause the rise of Marxism. When that ideology's prophet vividly described the transition caused in the economic volatility of innovation. So as these guys continue to clamp down on the ability to earn money off their platforms, we should expect to see more violent outbursts. And that's an unfortunate truth. But when men are pinned up against the wall, talk of ethics and morality and the law is not going to kick back their survival instinct. They're going to lash out like an animal protecting their young. In this case, and in every case, no analogy is perfect. And Ogdom doesn't have Willie Loman's best trait, which was his enduring faith in America. Right up to his end, Loman dreamed the American dream. He was a man way out there in the blue riding on a smile and a shoeshine. You can't say that today about the would-be social media stars who have come of age in a crucible far more competitive than the simple buying and selling of Loman's day. The ersatz communities that are Facebook and YouTube won't be enough to temper the brewing backlash. There's about to be big cavities out there, big vacuums created by these guys. YouTube and Facebook. Facebook right now, they're still out there. Zuckerberg got out there. They still have problems. They still have profitability problems now because a lot of their market value has been taken away. And, we'll see if they survive. YouTube, like Charles said when he was here, YouTube may be trying to become a subscription service where you have to pay to look at it, and then they're in charge of all of the content. They approve of all the content. They control all the content. There will be another service like that. There will be another service like Facebook. Before there was Facebook, there was MySpace. There will be something else. We just got to be able to hang on during that gulf. So stay with me, creators. You're still creative. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq. This is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. I've always liked that song. This next conversation, this next discussion is brought to you by Crossbreed Holsters, fighting for your Second Amendment rights. Check them out at crossbreedholsters.com. 15% of illegal aliens admit to voting in local and federal elections. In California, 26. In that district, that's 12 to 15,000 votes. CA 26 is a district that covers most of Ventura County. The seat was won each of the election cycles by less than 2,000 votes and won by the Democrat. So the illegal alien voters are pushing it over the top. This is the most conservative number based on a report by the Pew Research Center and the Sacramento Bee. So can we be a little bit honest here and say that without illegals voting, CA 26, along with a dozen other districts in the Golden State, would be red and not blue? For gun owners in California, this makes a tremendous difference. Since every gun sale requires a background check in California, and illegal aliens cannot own a gun under federal law, not a single one of these illegal voters has any of our interests at heart when it comes to gun ownership. This guarantees that leftist Democrats can vote for gun confiscation and gun banning with impunity. The votes of illegal aliens tip the scales and make them immune to the constitutional rights of legal gun owners. It incentivizes them to oppose citizenship and keep illegal aliens as non-citizen voting slaves. All of you amnesty seekers. And the local CA 26 representative does not need to worry about the gun owners in her district because she is insulated by having a large population of illegals who vote to preserve their state and local benefits and to avoid deportation. Now, I personally, when they give me the numbers of these illegal aliens here in the United States today, I don't believe them. I think they're vastly underreported. Best guess is the reported numbers are 50% low, and likewise the percent that admits to voting is also low. Who admits to a felony with a possible 5-year prison sentence anyway? Now, a way to show that California is still part of Mexico and should be legally returned after an unjust war of white expansionism, that's called the Reconquista, the repatriation of the lost northern Mexican states through illegal immigration. Now, will gun owners wake up and realize that you have the numbers and strength to stop this? But not in California. The fact is the social pressure to conform to the views of the left are more than meaningless. If you come out as pro-2A, it's going to cost you your job if you have the wrong bus. But the California GOP candidates give back money from the NRA, you know, that's what they do. One of the two GOP primary candidates in CA 26, Antonio Sabato, is pro-open borders, and recently in a town hall he called for more gun control. Wasn't he an actor? Whatever he is, he's dumb as a sack of rocks and seems to agree with whomever he spoke to last, which maybe he should speak to one of us. His GOP opponent is Jeff Burham and a 2A stalwart. Gets which of the two the GOP is backing in the primary. Yeah, the dumb guy. The Democrats in California have allied with the illegal aliens to keep themselves in power. The question they fail to ask is what happens when the illegal population doesn't need them anymore? That's always a thing, isn't it? When you create this sort of a dynamic, sooner or later, because you're not trying to do anything to slow down the invasion of your state, the reduction of your sovereignty, sooner or later, they get to a point to where they don't need you anymore. And then what? Then what is to be done? So, by that time, this is when it's too late. It's like, Alien Resurrections. They got out there. This is when they, you know, resurrected Ripley and brought her back. They cloned her. They didn't resurrect her. They cloned her. I'm sorry. And, they were growing the aliens there. They had 12 of the aliens. And at a certain point, they lost control of the aliens. And then the aliens took control of the ship. And then the aliens started killing all the people there. And this is where art imitates life. Everybody's going, are you comparing the illegal, undocumented migrant workers to the xenophobes from the mind of Ridley Scott? Yes, I am. I definitely am. It is the same analogy. And you can sit back and try to say, well, Bill, you've really stepped under this. No, I haven't. No, I have not. This whole Reconquista thing, this is something, go check out La Raza. Go check out what they advocate for. You know, this is one of these things where you look out there and you say to yourself, hey, this seems awful extreme what they're talking about. But you never see that because the mainstream, fake stream legacy media is not going to let you see that. You know, you're not going to get to watch that or read about that or anything. Because they're down for it, too, for whatever reason. And the Republicans are down for it because, well, you know, all of their good buddies in Las Vegas, they like the inexpensive hospitality help that they can get from the illegal immigrants. And I'm sure it's other places as well. Definitely a high percentage in Las Vegas. I've heard, I don't know. I wasn't counting when I was there. But whatever it is. Whatever's going on, it is the exact same thing. You can make the comparison however you want to make it. California is setting all the people, all of you that are in California, all you leftists today, one day you're going to wake up and you're not going to be Hispanic enough. You're not going to be Mexican enough. Ask the Blue Dog Democrats how that worked out. They were not enough. They were not liberal leftist enough. And now they're gone. There are no blue dogs in Congress now. This is the world you're creating. This is the world that you have made. And it's going to, sooner or later, it's going to mature and then it's coming after you. And where are you going to go? You don't know how to live any other way. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com. DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This next conversation is brought to you by Rock River Arms, fighting for your Second Amendment rights. Check them out at rockriverarms.com. Definitely somebody that got a hard... They had a bum rap earlier this year. Or last year. Was it last year? Yeah, it was last year. So if we haven't learned anything from across the pond in London, one of the things we have learned is that removing guns from the equation doesn't make a city safer. Instead, the best you can hope for is that the violent criminals will shift to another weapon. And then again, this doesn't do anything to make anyone safer. Yet a recent op-ed in the Kansas City Star caught my eye and pointed out exactly why violence will always be a problem. As it is written, verbatim, although adults have always done a lot to demand change, we still find ourselves in the same problems again and again. Groups such as Moms Demand Action in Every Town for Gun Safety have been working hard for years to get other adults involved in promoting safer gun law. Without actually telling me what they're talking about. But are the rest of the adults in our country doing enough to demand change? Are the politicians doing enough to enact laws that will keep us safe? Our parents must do better. Our politicians must do better. Every American who has a voice must do better to protect our lives. The only way to enact a real sensible gun reform is for us to reform our mindset regarding our involvement in politics. So as a child, a student, a citizen, I urge everyone to join this generation's movement for change. How many more deaths must this country endure before we really fully enact laws that will keep us safe? It is time for us to lay down our polarized politics and come up with a solution that will not just keep my generation, but future generations safe as well. So, that's really wordy, but if you want to take and boil it down to what the message is, it turns out the message is this. If you don't support gun control, you're apathetic to the issue of school safety. Violence in this country is going to continue to be a problem as long as a large group continues to think the issue is the tool rather than being used rather than the tool using it. A violent person can be violent with any weapon or no weapon at all. Look at what happened here in South Carolina in prison. We had a break-in, or excuse me, we had a riot where they had no guns, and seven people were killed in the riot. Murdered in an environment that is as tightly controlled as any in the world. It is nearly impossible to get weapons into the facility, so the criminals made their own. Some appear to have been killed by makeshift knives. Others were killed in other manners. Yet the constant here isn't weapons, but the violent people doing the violence. Now, the author of this particular op-ed is a high school student and has yet to understand that guns don't kill people on their own. It's important to note that the sentiment isn't unique to the young. Shannon Watts has made a career out of similar statements. And all of those statements ignore the reality behind all violent crimes, that they're committed by violent people. Figure out how to minimize the number of violent people out there, and you won't need to restrict the weapons themselves. You know, a lawful man can have a bazooka and no one has anything to fear from it. But as we saw here in South Carolina, a violent man can murder with his bare hands. Then we have this other op-ed coming from the National Catholic Reporter, where they decided to attack gun rights supporters with the typically alarmist headline, "Gun Rights Advocates Pursue Their Goals with No Restraint." And the actual the actual copy doesn't get any better. As part of Time Magazine's recent article on the Parkland, Florida shooting, several steps were identified that could be taken to reduce gun violence. They represent common sense, logical steps that would seem to be acceptable to any reasonable person. Who's defining that one? And note that then that if I disagree with them, they've already painted me as unreasonable, lacking common sense. I cannot, you know, I can't be expected to be one thing, and they cannot be expected to have a civil debate with such a person like me. But they continue on. Not only do gun rights advocates reject those ideas, but their attacks against them expose these advocates as failing to care about the carnage they are contributing to by their recalcitrance. Somebody really enjoyed spelling that one. Or maybe we just don't think the things you people call common sense are anything of the sort. Lacking as they do any basis in objective reality. Moreover, isn't it a little bit bigoted to paint an entire class of people with such a broad brush? I mean, I don't get to do that with Islam, do I? But they continue. Doctors in some states are not permitted to talk to their patients about guns. Such restrictions hinder the ability of doctors to discuss safety issues with their patients. What kind of mentality would propose laws to prevent doctors from doing their jobs? First things first, it's none of my doctor's business. Second, medical misadventure is the third leading cause of death in the United States today. Third leading cause. Medical misadventure is what they call it. And, you know, this is where you get prescribed the wrong thing, or they do the wrong operation, or they just outright kill you somehow, some way or another. When they figure out how to get rid of that one, then they can talk to me. And they continue on. Line with that stance is the refusal by Congress to allow the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to study the effects of guns and gun violence on their communities. In 1996, Congress passed the Dickey Amendment, which mandated that no CDC funds would be used for research that might promote gun control. What are they afraid of? Well, the CDC is not prevented from doing such research. They are, however, prohibited from advocating for gun control, and Obama did get them to study it in 2013, and they came out with some stuff they may not like to have out there. But we should never let the facts get in the way of a good narrative, such as smart guns. Because they continue on, even more alarming is the failure to invest in safe gun technology. Technology exists through biometrics that would ensure that only the legitimate owner of a gun would be able to use it. While such technology would not prevent all shootings, it is estimated it would save 500 lives each year. While there is growing interest in the technology, opposition seems almost criminal. The idea that it is somehow more important to advocate for gun manufacturers than it is to save the lives of our young people is patently indefensible. Where did you get that number 500? Smart guns aren't smart. Even Wired magazine admitted they would do zip about mass shootings. So if smart guns are no good, then we at least ought to be able to sue gun makers for the misuse of their product when its function is designed, right? Wait a minute. They already had that idea. Finally, the fact that Congress passed a 2005 law that prevents gun manufacturers from being sued for the misuse of their products is astounding. While our society has certainly become over litigious, how can it be that we have a right to sue anybody for anything except gun manufacturers? Well, you can't sue car makers when some yo-yo plows through a crowd. Even NPR pointed that back out back in 2015 that you don't sue a manufacturer for misuse of their product. And the 2005 law does not prevent gun makers from being held liable for defects in their design. Like car makers, gun makers can be sued for selling a defective product. Ask Century Arms how that's playing out for them. So, straight out of Alinsky, guys. Nothing new here. They never changed the playbook. Pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it. Except with gun control, here's the problem with gun control. Gun control is the same cliches over and over. Common sense, CDC, smart guns, it's the same thing over and over again, and they've all been debunked. There's nothing new out there. The same old platitudes that we get to hear from these guys all the time. Come up with something new at least, and we'll debunk that. We'll debunk that as fast as you put it up there, because we just operate with facts. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Take a moment and go check out TaurusUSA.com, CrossbreedHolsters.com, RockRiverArms.com. They are there fighting for your Second Amendment rights. Facebook spent $7.3 million last year for costs related to personal security for Mark Zuckerberg, according to a company filing. These expenses occurred at his residence and during personal travel, and they marked a 50% jump from the $4.9 million that Facebook spent on his security in 2017. It's also believed to be a record for security costs for the CEO of a large corporation. If it isn't, it should be. So while they're under attack for not protecting your privacy, they're definitely protecting Mark Zuckerberg. According to security filings, you heard what it is. So this is $20,000 a day to protect Zuckerberg, who is the seventh richest man in the world with a fortune of $67 billion. It's also believed to be a record for security costs for, does it cost that much to protect our president? Well, they fly all kinds of things for him, though. It probably does. Equilar, the compensation research firm, said it was the largest amount it's seen by a wide margin for any Fortune 100 company in the last 5 years. They also spent $1.5 million on private jet travel, up from $871,000 in 2016. So how does his security budget stack up against other billionaires? Well, it's not even close. Amazon spent $1.6 million in 2016 for Jeff Bezos, the world's richest man. Oracle spent about the same amount on security for Larry Ellison in 2016. Apple spent $224,000 on security for Tim Cook. Berkshire Hathaway spent $387,000 on security for Warren Buffett. Facebook will not say exactly how they spent the money, like, number of security guards, type of equipment used. In the filing, they said the security program was to address safety concerns due to specific threats to his safety arising directly as a result of his position as our founder, chairman, and CEO. They added that it paid for the initial procurement, installation, and maintenance of security measures for Mr. Zuckerberg's personal residences, and they pay for the annual cost of security personnel. Security companies to the wealthy say that while Zuckerberg's expense is high, it's not unprecedented. They said many companies allocate security expenses differently to minimize the reported number. And they said many private companies run up big security tabs that never get publicly reported. Mark Haught, the president of Gavin DeBecker and Associates, said the average American might look at that price tag and say, my gosh, but you're talking about the safety and security for you and your family and key executives who run a massive company. said the call Social Security program go far beyond bodyguards. It also includes risk assessment, which can be everything from background checks to travel planning and assessments and information on people the executive may be meeting with. It's a lot of logistics, planning, and preparing. These people have very complex lives, and logistics plays a big part. One possible reason his security tab soared so much last year was his road trip across America. He said he planned to visit all 50 states and learn more about how people lived and worked. What a guy. Each of those trips would have required an advanced security team to scope out the visit and people he planned to meet. He visited factory workers, opioid addicts, farmers, and Americans of all types. So, if you're a billionaire in America today, seeing America is very expensive. One thing I would want to ask is, if Mark Zuckerberg died tomorrow, does Facebook end? Then I can see why Facebook would want to protect him. Especially given, Tim Cook, $224,000, that's absolutely pedestrian, isn't it? Compared to $7 million. It's minor league. Now, in politics, nothing happens by accident. And, let's look at the appealing superstition of gun control. Let's look at why bad ideas get so much political traction from elected officials. Politicians say they want to do the right thing, and unfortunately what is right for them isn't necessarily right for us. They frequently say one thing in front of the camera and then do another, and they vote for their best interest rather than ours. Look at the issue of murders in school. Experts have told us what to do to protect our children, yet progress is painfully slow and in some cases not happening. We want our children protected while the politician needs to get credit and kickbacks for the solution. That leaves our children at risk. And we see this all the time. Many mass murderers have a history of mental illness. And now that we've closed most of our mental hospitals, your local sheriff is one of the largest providers of mental health services in your county. That's one of the large expenses on their budget. Mental health evaluation and treatment consumes a lot of time with the LEO and corrections officers and nurses and doctors and lawyers. Notice the varied backgrounds of the providers. Some of them might be contract providers rather than state employees. So in general, they're not as well connected, as politically organized as unionized teachers and prison guards. In fact, every dollar a politician spends keeping the mentally ill out of jail is a dollar that goes towards the bloated pensions of state employees. And that's why politicos would rather give money to state employees and statewide unions rather than to local providers. Is it more politically profitable to put someone in prison than to treat the mentally ill before they commit a crime? Yeah. Could that explain why we see what we see in our deteriorating mental health system? Then there's incarceration versus state employee unions. It seems that law enforcement is reluctant to take repeat offenders off the street. California recently went so far as to release large numbers of prisoners. The legislature and the parole board redefined the term violent criminal so that repeat offenders are sent to county jails or released rather than housed in state prisons. Is it more politically profitable to release someone from prison than to keep them there? Then there's schools. The professionals who study mass murders said we need armed defenders in schools and, if you look at their research, you would have to agree. Cops are expensive and conspicuous. Teachers and other school staff volunteer to protect our kids. These school staff who work at the school every day are willing to take up extra obligations for free so that their kids would be protected from armed murderers. Unfortunately, teachers' unions don't want teachers providing unpaid services, even if those teachers would save their own lives doing it. Then these volunteer teachers can also jeopardize the jobs of unionized school resource officers. So no wonder the union representatives want our school disarmed and vulnerable. Is it more politically profitable to hold out for extra pay for the school personnel who carry concealed than to provide protection for children against a rampaging mass murderer? Could that be? Almost all of our mass murderers grew up without a father. Many political interests conspire against lifelong married love and against the child growing up knowing his married parents. At its simplest, the state penalizes marriage for the poorest people through programs such as TANF, WIC, SNAP, Medicaid, and the Earned Income Credit. The state also promotes abortion and cheap sex. These state-funded programs undermine fathers, and in divorce cases, the government sides with whichever partner wants the marriage the least. Then we have the Ferguson effect, the perceived requirement that officers have explicitly quantifiable cause before they engage a minority citizen. It's only the tip of the iceberg. This is an age of political correctness. We ignore minority members who commit crimes since we don't want minorities overrepresented in crime statistics. That policy put the murderer in Parkwood, Florida, off limits for law enforcement. The murderer wasn't removed from school even though he'd been expelled 6 times and the police had been called to his house 39 times. And that was paid for. All of that political correctness was paid for with the blood of children. So we're going to have to upset the status quo if we want our kids protected in schools. Some states and counties might be willing to change because of the structure of law enforcement unions in that state. Other states with strongly unionized and politicized special interests will oppose any change that threatens their established political interest. They will simply use the next murder as cause to demand more of the state and county budget. But don't expect politicians to defend you or your kids. That's our job. That's your job, not theirs. We're the only ones that care about doing it. We have no special interest other than our loved ones. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Kit Cope from Spikes Tactical. Yes, indeed. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.